Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mai Ram Golda and Dirim Zechus Baba Basra Daf Mem Ches, the third parak Cheskas Habatim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna ruled that a forced sale is valid, and the Gemara explains the logic. Akavunse Gamer Umakna, because of his duress, he agrees to transfer it sincerely since he receives payment and loses nothing. Rav Huna is challenged from a Mishnah. Get Hamuusa, a Kor's divorce, Bisrael Kasher, if he was forced by Jews, it is valid. Uba Akum Pasul, but if it was forced by idolaters, it's invalid. According to Rav Huna's logic, we should similarly say, Agavunse Gamru Umagarish, because of his duress, he agrees and divorces her sincerely. The Rashbam adds that since his wife hates him and will not remain with him, he loses nothing by divorcing her. The Gemara answers that Rav Mesharshia says, Devar Torah afil ba'akum kasher, biblically speaking, even a get forced by idolaters is valid because of the reason just mentioned. The rabbis decreed the get invalid, kedei shote ko achas va'achas holachas v'tola atzma biyad akum, so that every estranged wife should not go attach herself with an idolater and use every means to persuade him to force her husband to divorce her, mafkas atzma biyad bala, and thereby withdraw herself from her husband. Point number two, Rava said, Hilchasa t'chului v'zavin zvinei zini. The halacha is that if they hung him up until he sold them what they demanded, his sale is a valid sale. He added that this is only beside the stum, an unspecified field, meaning where the owner could choose which field to sell, in which case he likely consented to the sale sincerely. But beside a zoo, if they demanded a specified field, the sale is void. This exception, however, is only the la'artse zuze, where the owner did not count the money, demonstrating his opposition to the sale. But if he counted the money, the sale is valid even for a specified field. Furthermore, it is only void de lahavilosh demute, where he had no way to evade those forcing the sale. But if he could have escaped their demand, the sale is valid. However, the Gemara concludes that even for a specified field, the sale is always valid, daha isha kasada zudamya, because a woman being coerced into marriage is like a specified field, since he's forcing this specific woman to marry him. And the Maimar said, tului v'kadish kedushin kedush, if they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. And point number three, a Maimar said, tului v'kadish kedush of kedushin, if they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. Marbar Rav Ashi said that although a forced sale is valid, forced kedushin is certainly void by rabbinic decree. Asa shaloka hogan, since he acted improperly, ufikach asu shaloka hogan, therefore the rabbis acted with him extra legally. Vafkin rabban le kedusha minei, and the rabbis revoked his kedushin. Ravina asked Rav Ashi, tenach the kaddish bekaspa, that's well if he married her with money, because the rabbis can invalidate his kedushin by making the money ownerless through hefker based in hefker. Kaddish bebiu, Michael Maimar, but if he married her with relations, what is there to say? Rav Ashi answered, shavu rabban lo bilas lo bilasnus. The rabbis, by invalidating his kedushin, rendered his relations as non-marital relations. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Huna ruled that a forced sale is valid, and the Gemara explains the logic. Agavunse gamu umakna, because of his duress, he agrees to transfer it sincerely since he receives payment and loses nothing. Rav Huna is challenged from a Mishnah. Get hamuusa, a Kor's divorce, Bisrael Kasher, if he was forced by Jews, it is valid. Uba akum pasul, but if it was forced by idolaters, it's invalid. According to Rav Huna's logic, we should similarly say, Agavunse gamu umagarish, because of his duress, he agrees and divorces her sincerely. The Rashbam adds that since his wife hates him and will not remain with him, he loses nothing by divorcing her. The Gemara answers that Rav Mesharshia says, Devar Torah afil ba'akum kasher, biblically speaking, even a get forced by idolaters is valid because of the reason just mentioned. The rabbis decreed the get invalid, kedei shote ko achas va'achas holachas v'tola atzma biyad akum, so that every estranged wife should not go attach herself with an idolater and use every means to persuade him to force her husband to divorce her, mafkas atzma biyad bala, and thereby withdraw herself from her husband. Point number two, Rava said, Hilchasa t'chului v'zavin zvinei zini. The halacha is that if they hung him up until he sold them what they demanded, his sale is a valid sale. He added that this is only beside the stum, an unspecified field, meaning where the owner could choose which field to sell, in which case he likely consented to the sale sincerely. But beside a zoo, if they demanded a specified field, the sale is void. This exception, however, is only the la'artse zuze, where the owner did not count the money, demonstrating his opposition to the sale. But if he counted the money, the sale is valid even for a specified field. Furthermore, it is only void de lahavilosh demute, where he had no way to evade those forcing the sale. But if he could have escaped their demand, the sale is valid. However, the Gemara concludes that even for a specified field, the sale is always valid, daha isha kasada zudamya, because a woman being coerced into marriage is like a specified field, since he's forcing this specific woman to marry him. And the Maimar said, tului v'kadish kedushin kedush, if they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. And point number three, a Maimar said, tului v'kadish kedush of kedushin, if they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. Marbar Rav Ashi said that although a forced sale is valid, forced kedushin is certainly void by rabbinic decree. Asa shelo kohogan, since he acted improperly, ufikach asu shelo kohogan. Therefore, the rabbis acted with him extra legally. Bavkin rabban le kedusha mine, and the rabbis revoked his kedushin. Ravina asked Ravashi, Tenach the Kaddish Bekaspa, that's well if he married her with money, because the rabbis can invalidate his Kedushin by making the money ownerless through Hefker based in Hefker. Kaddish Bebiyo, Michael Maimar, but if he married her with relations, what is there to say? Ravashi answered, Shavyu Rabban lo bilasu biloznus. The rabbis, by invalidating his Kedushin, rendered his relations as non marital relations. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Ches, and our standard Siman relates to Moach, the brain, and we use brainiacs, highly intelligent people, for the Siman. Brainiacs. So here goes. The brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, decided not to test how long a woman needed to be hung before she relented and married a man when they heard the rabbis would revoke such a kedushin. Once again, slow motion. The brainiacs. Brainiacs. That must mean we're on Daf Mem Ches. The brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, which reminds us, the rabbis ruled that a get mu'uzah, a forced get by a goy, is invalid, so that every estranged wife should not go attach herself with an idolater and use every means to persuade him to force her husband to divorce her, mafkatz atzma miyad bala, and thereby withdraw herself from her husband. So the brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, which reminds us, Rava said the halacha is that they hung him up until he sold them what they demanded. His sale is a valid sale. He added, this is only besada stum, an unspecified field, meaning where the owner could choose which field to sell, in which case he likely consented the sale sincerely. But if they demanded a specified field, the sale is void. This exception, however, is where the owner did not count the money, demonstrating his opposition to the sale, and he had no way to avail those forcing the sale. So the brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halakhic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, decided not to test how long a woman needed to be hung before she relented and married a man, when they heard the rabbis would revoke such a kedushin, which reminds us, a maimer said, Tliva kaddish kedushin kedushin. If they hung a woman up until she relented and he married her, his marriage is a valid marriage. Mar Ravashi said that although a forced sale is valid, forced kedushin is certainly void by rabbinic decree, since he acted improperly. The rabbis acted with him extra legally. Mavkin rabban le kedushin mineh, and the rabbis revoked his kedushin by making the money ownerless through hefker based in hefker. So once again, the brainiacs, studying the thermodynamics of coercion and their halachic significance, who rightfully assess that a goy forcing a get is invalid on a rabbinic level, while trying to determine the exact height to hang up an owner to force a sale of an unspecified field, decide not to test how long a woman need to be hung before she relented and married a man, when they heard the rabbis would revoke such a kedushin. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf mem dalad. So the simmer daf mem dalad is mud. So here goes. The man who sold a very muddy field. Muddy field? That must mean we're in Daf Mem Dalad. Mud. The man who sold a very muddy field without a chrais and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors. Which reminds us, the Gemara rejects Rav Sheshes' interpretation of the Brice in the previous Daf and instead explains that the Brice teaches the principle of Rav Bar Shmuel and Shmuel's name. If one sells a field to his fellow without a chrais, he cannot testify on the buyer's behalf regarding it against someone claiming the field was his and not the seller's, because he places it before his creditor to collect on an earlier debt. He stands to gain from his testimony even though he would not be responsible to reimburse the buyer, because by remaining the buyer's property, the seller's prior debt can be collected from it. So the man who sold a very muddy field without a chrayas and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors, was allowed to testify that the muddy cloak of potik he sold belonged to a buyer, which reminds us, the sefer of the previous brice had taught that if one sold a cow or cloak, he can testify on the buyer's behalf. Following the previous interpretation, this is because these items cannot be collected by his lender from a buyer because they're metaltalin, even if they were in a potiki, specifically designated for collection. Rava taught they're not collected after being sold because their being in a potiki does not become publicly known. So the man who sold a very muddy field without a chrayas and was not allowed to testify on the buyer's behalf because he might just be trying to save it for his own debtors, was allowed to testify that the muddy kolkapotik he sold belonged to a buyer, and that the calf lying in the mud who looked just like his mother belonged to a buyer as well. Which reminds us, the Gemara persists that the seller of the cow should still have an interest in his testimony. Rapapa said that although if one sold property without a chrize and is collected by a debtor, the buyer is not reimbursed, but nimset sheinu shelo, if it was discovered never to have been his, chozolav, the buyer can return to him for reimbursement since there was no valid sale. If so, the seller of the cow should be disqualified from testifying since he gains from his testimony. The Gemara answers that the Brisa's case is b'makirbashi hibas chamoro, where the buyer acknowledges that he recognizes the animal is the offspring of the seller's donkey, or in our case, the seller's cow. His admission prevents him from demanding reimbursement from the seller, even if Aidim testified that it was not the seller's. Daf mem hey. So the symbol for daf mem hey is manishtana, and we use Pesach themes. So here goes. The father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikom present. Afikom present for saying manishtana so nicely? That must move on daf. Mem hey. The father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikoman present and was distraught when a goy seized it, claiming it was his, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas, if a goy seized a sold donkey, whether the seller has to retrieve it. A memra says that the seller is never required to retrieve the donkey. Made a yada de stam ovid kochavim anasu. The buyer surely knows that an ordinary idolater seizes what's not his and cannot be trusted. So the father who bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikoman present and was distraught when a goy seized it claiming it was his and was confounded when the craftsman whom he gave a seder plate to fix with Aidim was believed to say, I purchased this from you, which reminds us, the Mishnah and Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that an uman, a craftsman, does not establish a chazak to own something by merely possessing it. Rava says this only applies where Aidim saw the uman receive the item of a master lo shel by Aidim, but if he gave it to him without Aidim present, betoch sheyachol lomer lo hayudvarim ma'olam, since he could have told the first owner, it never happened that you gave the item to me, even if the item was seen in his possession, because he could have claimed he purchased it from someone else. Therefore, even when he says, I have it as a purchase item from you, he's also believed. Abai disagrees. So the father bought a donkey to surprise his kids as an afikom present, and was distraught when a goy seized it claiming it was his, and was confounded when the craftsman whom he gave a seder plate to fix without Aidim was believed to say, I purchased this from you, was relieved when after seeing together with Aidim his kittel in the hands of the launderer, that the launderer was not believed when he claimed to have bought it from him, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ra avdo biyad uman, if one saw, together with Aidim, his slave in the possession of a craftsman, who would teach him his trade, but the lisa biyad koves, or his cloak in a launderer's possession, and the craftsman claims to have bought it, he is not believed. Daf Mem Vav. So the simmer Daf Mem Vav is a cow because cows go moo. So here goes. The man wearing cowhides, that must be on Daf Mem Vav, moo. The man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, which reminds us, a brisa teaches, Nischalpulo kelim bekelim bebeso uman. If one's garments were exchanged with other garments in a craftsman's shop, haizeh yishtamish behen, he may use them, although they're not his, achi yavo halav yito shalo, until the other person comes and takes what is his, bebeso avol bebeso mishta. But if the exchange happened in a mourner's home or at a feast, he may not use the garments. Rav reported that his uncle Rabbi Chiya explained the difference. So the man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else, who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers, who could never establish a chazak, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph taught that an aris, a sharecropper, does not establish a chazaka. The Gemara asks, why? Adi'inna pagva ashta kula. Until today, meaning 3 years ago, he only received half the produce as a sharecropper, and now has been taking all of it, which proves he purchased a property. Rav Yochanan answered that the case is barise bate avos, ancestral sharecroppers whose families remain arisim for generations. Such arisim often alternate taking the entire crop for several years and cannot establish a chazaka. So the man wearing cowhides that belonged to someone else, who was accidentally given his cowhides from the craftsman, was shocked when the man coming to switch garments was one of his ancestral sharecroppers who can never establish a chazaka, and even more shocked when he was reviewing an Amalek simon aloud while thinking of a picture of Haman on a cow being chased by four men, which reminds us, a braisa lists four cases of edus which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself. The simon Amalek is given for the initials of the four cases, Arev, Malva, Lokeach, Bekablan. Daf Mem Zayin. So the symbol for Daf Mem Zayin is a maze. So here goes. The owner of the corn maze, that must be more on Daf Mem Zayin. The owner of the corn maize field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maize field, which reminds us that a son who separated from his father's support is like all other people and can establish a chazaka since he no longer receives support from the father. This is a chiddush since one might have thought the father waives his rights regarding his son and does not protest his occupation. So the owner of the corn maize field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maize field, and an aris who was not a gazlan produced a shtar, proving purchase of another, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said the Rav Huna told him, Kun Shehibiyu Raya, all of them referring to an Uman and Aris, if they bring proof such as aiding that the owner admitted selling it, or a shtar of sale, Rias and Raya, their proof is accepted as proof. Umamidin Sada Biyadna, and we place the field in their possession. Gazan Shehibi Raya, however, if a Gazan brings proof, Ein Raya Soraya, his proof is not accepted as proof. The Rashbam references Rav Kahana's explanation on this daf, that the victim felt compelled to falsely confess or write a shtar of sale, knowing that if he would not, the Gazan would have handed him and his donkey to the captain for confiscation. So the owner of the corn maize field was left with nothing when a son who walked away from his support made a chazaka on one maize field, and an aris who was not a gazlan produced a shtar, proving purchase of another, and he was hung up and forced at gunpoint to sell his last one, which was a valid sale because Talyu v'zavin zvine zvine, which reminds us. Rabbi quoted Rav Nachman saying that although a sale to a gazlan is invalid, the robber's money is refunded. The Rashbam infers that Rav Nachman validates the sale even where money was paid. Rav Huna disagrees and says, Talyu v'zavin, if they hung him or otherwise afflicted him and he sold to them what they demanded, zvine zvine, his sale is a valid sale. This is initially explained, called the mezabin inish, anything a person sells that he loved the anisu, loved the mezabin. If he were not pressed for money, he would not have sold it, yet his sale is a valid sale. Here too, a sale made under physical duress should be valid. This comparison is rejected. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which did we learn that the case of an aris not being able to establish a chazaka is with arise bate avos, ancestral sharecroppers, that's on Dav? Membav. Good number two, which stuff do you learn that if one saw his cloak along with Adim in a launderer's possession, and the launderer claims to have bought it, he's not believed? That's on Duff. Memhe. Good number three, which stuff do you learn if one was hung and forced to sell, the sale is a valid sale? That's on Duff. Memzine. Good number four, which of them the Rabban were mafki a kedushin that was achieved through hanging the woman up until she relents and accepts the kedushin? That's on Duff. Memchas. Good number five, which stuff did we learn a shutuf can testify on behalf of his partner by writing that he has no claim or argument regarding this field? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good number six, which of them that one cannot testify on a land he sold without a chrayas on the buyer's behalf since it can be used to pay his debt? That's on Dav. Mem Dalad. Good number seven, which stuff do you discuss if a forced sale of a specified field is a valid sale? That's on Dav. Memchas. Good number eight, which stuff do the sim of a Moloch to remember the four cases of Adis which could hypothetically prevent collection from himself? That's on Dav. Memvav. Good number nine, which stuff do we have a Malchok if the seller has to retrieve a sold donkey that a goy sees? That's on Dav. Memhe. Good number ten, which stuff do we want to get Musa forced by idolaters is invalid? That's on Dav. Memchas. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.